We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Boy, do we mean it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And boy, do we have that Christmas spirit. And I hope you do too. It really is a spirit. It's a sense of well-being. It's a sense of community. It's a sense of family. And right now on this day of Christmas Eve, I hope you're planning a whole lot of fun with all of it. Family, friends, are you going to a service tonight? What does Christmas mean to you? Love to hear from you today, 884-9910. That's what I'd like to ask. That's going to be the ongoing theme and subject of today is, what does Christmas mean to you? Because I spent a lot of time last night watching television and watching some DVDs. And it really made me think about why our founding fathers and the pilgrims had this grand experiment of why we have the United States of America. Yes, they came in. I watched Agenda and I watched Agenda 2. And wow, was that an eye-opener. This is such a powerful set of movies put together by a man who was elected to serve his community after going to a precinct meeting and there not being anybody representing his precinct. So he became chairman of that precinct. And then what happened to him on the path that he took afterwards? Seeing his friends, his neighbors, listening to the elected representatives. No more officials. We need to get rid of that word. Elected representatives. Whether they be city, county, state, or federal. They have forgotten along the way, especially the ones that have been in their seat for so long, that they are representing you, their constituents. So as we watch the elected representatives around us, and as I was watching these two movies last night, and then listening to one of the people that Curtis Bowers was interviewing, I picked up his movie as well, Enemies Within. So whether you buy it this Christmas for yourself, or whether you watch it on YouTube, because this was actually put out, you know, in the mid-2000s. Or not, I guess we're still waiting for the mid-2000s. It was about 2006, 2007. Right now in our world, Home Alone is the number one Christmas movie. Yeah, it's cute. Macaulay Culkin going, ah! But from here on out, yeah, I know, What Happened to a Wonderful Life? That used to be the number one Christmas movie. From here on out, I think Agenda should be the number one Christmas movie. So if you do anything this holiday season, this Christmas, do something for your family and your family's future. What would that be? That would be watch Agenda. And watch it with the kids. Explain to them what's going on, because you will see every single thing that we are facing. You will see the LGBTQ community taking over social conscience. You will see socialism and communism at its best taking over the education system. And as I was watching these two movies last night, by the documentary of interviewing some fabulous people, Ed Meese, I mean, the list goes on of economists, spiritual leaders, governmental leaders, people that have been in politics and then went on to start their own organizations to try and recapture what America is about. And for me, sitting there watching this, there's really not that much of a fight in Washington, D.C. with AOC and Bernie about becoming a socialist country, becoming a communist country. Because except for a couple of things, we already are. If you look at Obamacare, if you look at Common Core, if you look at the outrage that people have against our law enforcement, our local law enforcement, how they've been villainized, the separation of the people, of we the people, we are already well into being a socialist or communist country. There is no doubt about that in my mind. Now, the question is, as we go through this, can we go back? Can we recapture the country and the values that the founding fathers set forth for us? And this is what I say to people on this day of Christmas Eve. It doesn't matter if you are a Republican, if you are a Democrat. What matters is if you're independent and can think for yourselves. Because this agenda has been pushed along by Republicans as well. George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., Clinton, Obama. Why do you think the Clinton families and the Bush families were still such good friends? It wasn't just a respect for the presidency. It was because they had the same agenda in mind. And when people would speak up about it, people would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, Bush isn't a one-worlder. It's, yes, he was. And Bush Sr. got us all started with the education programs that he put in place. And then every administration changed the name and gave it their own twist. For George Bush Jr., it was No Child Left Behind. And then Obama picked up the mantle, put his twist into it, and turned it to Common Core. They already have our education system. If you are not teaching your kids at home, if you're not homeschooling, if you're not private schooling with a curriculum that you know that you believe in, then our school systems, whether it be the Washoe County school system, whether it be the Douglas County school system, it doesn't matter. Whether it be Lyon, LA, San Francisco, It's all the same education system under Common Core, and you are raising socialists, which pretty much sums up to communists. It doesn't matter what you call it. Marxists, communists, socialists, liberals. They have to keep changing the term. They have to keep changing the name to keep themselves fresh. But it all boils down to the same thing. Right now, it's progressives. Progressivism. It's all Marxism. If you look at the facts, not how you feel, if you look at the facts of bigger government, more government running everything you do, then it's right there in front of you. And the number one thing that has to be done with the Communist Party, with the Marxist Party, with whatever you want to call it, with the Progressive Party, with the liberals, is the death of Christianity. It's plain and simple. That's why when you see Planned Parenthood taking over things in the education system, that's why you see when bills are coming forward, when laws are being enacted, it seems to be going against religious freedom. But not religious freedom when it comes into the respect as Muslims' religious freedom. It's Christian religious freedom that is being attacked on all sides for the betterment of everyone. And that's just not the way it works. Stick around on this day of Christmas Eve. I've got some special things for you. We want to remember some wonderful, amazing people who are fighting for this country and share some thoughts. Coming up here on The Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show at 884-9910. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. The snow.
You packed your bags and shut the door. You crossed the sea to fight a war. You didn't know just what would happen to you. Stepped in the dirt, boots on the ground, and gunfire was the only sound. And to yourself you whispered hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Day and every night, you walk the walk, you fight the fight. You never saw the end in sight, now did ya? The tears are washing a haze of red, the blood, the mud, too many dead. Your weary soul was crying hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. strength to carry on. You thought it'd be much better back home, did ya? You try each day, keep pushing through, but the battle lives inside of you. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and Hallelujah. That's our special soldiers version. And it's amazing when you think at what we've done over the past just even couple of decades to diminish our military, to make them seem like the bad guys in some countries, to strip their power of actually going to war in a foreign country, and stripping their power to do what is necessary to get the job done. Those who join the military, I just think are some of the most incredible people. Who join it willingly, not necessarily through the justice system. You know, not all who serve are heroes. Those who serve willingly and justly, they're the heroes. And on this day of Christmas Eve, as we celebrate here in Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, we have to remember that there are those in other countries right now, in trenches, cold. We have to make sure that they know that we're thinking of them and that we're praying for them. President Trump went into office and said, I'm going to start bringing our troops home. We're going to stop fighting these endless wars. And we're going to give money back to our military. We're going to build up that budget. Yes, I know everybody screams that we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt, $23 trillion in debt. But if we do not have a strong military to protect this sovereign nation, to protect those who can't protect themselves from invading nations, from invading armies, then the world is really lost, isn't it? When you think of the superpowers, who are the superpowers now? Russia, still a superpower. China is now a superpower. The Middle East is turning into a superpower with their capabilities. Remember, you only know what the mainstream media wants you to know. So Iran's capability, I think, is a lot farther ahead than you're being told. But when it comes to the superpowers with a conscience, with a belief in God, with a belief in all men are created equal, then it's only America. And if America falls, who's going to protect the rest of the world? Who's going to protect America? China, Russia, the other country, they're communist nations. They don't call it Red China for nothing. That's what this whole destruction is about. Why was Obama and Clinton stripping our military? Why was Obama not giving the Ukrainians actual lethal weapons? It's still the takeover. And it's the destruction of Christian values. So whatever you do tonight, whether it's just spending time with your family or going to church, again, it goes back to the question that I asked earlier. What does Christmas mean to you? 884-9910. I'd love to hear what it means to you. Let you know what it means to me. 92.3 and 99.1, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk with a pinch at the top and bottom of every hour with Fox News. Here they are. Absolutely, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, even on Christmas Eve Day. That's right. I just had to spend it. That's my Christmas present to myself, is being with you on this most holy of evenings as we go later on tonight into Christmas Eve. If you're going to Christmas service, wherever you're attending, keep the spirit in mind all day today. So if you're at work and you have to deal with people, just make sure that you tell everybody that you love them and Merry Christmas as much as you can today. Because the more you say it, the more you feel it, and the more you feel it, the more you'll enjoy it and you'll want to share it and just enjoy it every day. Christmas is one day a year. 884-9910, what does it mean to you? For me, it means family and being with family. And yes, it was always that, you know, when do you go to church? Easter and Christmas. Easter and Christmas. And now, due to certain restrictions, can't even do that. But he says where one or more gather and speak his name, he will be there. So as long as we're all together and we're still speaking his name, he's still here with us. It's also a hard time for a lot of people, whether it be because of loneliness, whether it be because of losing family members. Please remember that there is help out there. There are people that you can talk to. There are people that you can share your time with. You know, rather than going to the homeless shelter or Northern Nevada Catholic Charities when they feed the homeless, why not do a little bit more? Why not go out and just sit and talk with people? Sometimes people just want to share their stories and think and feel that somebody cares about them. Not necessarily even what's happening to them right then and there, what their life has been like. Especially if you're talking with seniors. It's the memories that come back of Christmas pasts that bring back those joys. Being a kid on Christmas morning, opening presents, your favorite meal on Christmas Day, going to service on Christmas Eve, and then getting to go home and open a present before you went to bed, before Santa came. Santa is about giving. And we learn that it is better to give than to receive. That doesn't necessarily mean a gift. That doesn't necessarily mean something that you went and purchased that I can pretty much guarantee if you flip over, 80% of what's going to be given on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to have a tag in it that says made in China. Why are we seeing all of this made in China? Again, it goes back to money and power. If they have the money and power of all of our consumerism, remember there's a difference between consumerism and capitalism, because we love capitalism. Everybody should have the opportunity to come up with an idea, a product that they can sell. But consumerism, on the other hand, that's something completely different. That's big corporations taking over these little ideas and mass producing them in horrific conditions. People being abused, children being enslaved, whether it to make the tennis shoes or the toys or the clothes. Why do you think China doesn't let people into the real world? They don't let the Chinese have a voice outside of China. The things that are going on in Hong Kong right now, they know. They witness it on a daily basis. That's why they are fighting so hard. So when LeBron James or the NBA or the NFL, Disney, when they come to the defense of China, it's all about money and power. And they are growing and they have it. Why do you think they buy up our debt? Why do you think they buy up our land? Everybody screams about Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Yes, Russia is a superpower and they're a communist country, communist nation. But it is China that is our biggest threat. And what has President Trump done? He's acknowledged that. He's tackling that with the tariffs, with the changing of the trade deals, which I think China's pretty much getting on board and seeing that he is going to be reelected. So if they don't want to have these crippling tariffs anymore, they're starting to play ball. They're starting to finally work on the trade deal and give in a little. A lot of people have said that God put President Trump in place to help wake people up, to open their eyes as to what's going on, that this country is already on the way to being 100% a communist socialist nation. It's not just AOC. It's not just Bernie Sanders. This has been going for a long time, and Republicans have even helped along the way. Because we keep giving in. Why do we care about the words bipartisanship? Why do we care about reaching across the aisle? Democrats don't care. Why should Republicans? Republicans need to reverse that trend and not give an inch, because we've given inches for decades now, and that has gotten us to where we are. JFK, he would not be a part of the Democrat Party if he were around today. I look at the Republicans around me, and all I can see is people saying, well, if I want to get this passed, I've got to, you know, give a little bit on this. It's just not true. Maybe your bill just doesn't need to be passed. Because if we want to stop this train where it's going, we have to start acting now. 884-9910, what's on your mind today? What about Christmas? What about politics? It's all good on the Monica Jay Show. So let's check in with John this morning. Hi, John. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Monica. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you. I want to let you know I'm a longtime listener of you personally. I remember when you were on AM radio, and I want to thank you for all your work, your previous work, to help pets in Northern Nevada. I used to attend a couple of events that you were at and speaking, and I love your support for the Second Amendment rights. And I had been searching for a radio show since I came from Los Angeles, and I just wanted you to know for Christmas that I'm a regular listener and tune in just because they brought you on to the station. So I want to encourage you.
John, that is the best Christmas present I think I've ever gotten. Thank you so much for your support and your belief in what I'm doing. That means absolutely the world to me. So Merry Christmas to you and your family. Be safe. And boy, we got a lot of work in 2020, and I'm glad you're along for the ride.
You do. So thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, John. Merry Christmas to you as well. You know, something that hasn't really been a lot in the news is what President Trump did for our American soldiers, for the soldiers, not for the higher ups, for the actual soldiers in our military. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to play the soldier version of Hallelujah earlier, was the fact that we're discussing this omnibus bill that was passed to keep the government open, which I am of the firm belief that if we shut it down for, you know, a month or so, nothing's going to happen. And if you work for the federal government, you should have a savings account just for the basic fact that that can happen. Federal workers get so much more than the average worker. So start putting some of that into savings and be ready for a shutdown, just in case. But here's the thing. I've heard a lot of complaints about the omnibus bill that, you know, they put this in there and they put that in there. President Trump made sure that when that passed, there is a Pentagon spending bill out there for 2020. And soldiers get a 3.5% raise. Now, they've gotten little raises. That's Sadie saying Merry Christmas. They have gotten little raises since Trump took office. But now he's got a big one. 3.5% for our soldiers. The men and women who are on the ground, who are doing the work. I'm really proud of that. I am very happy for that. Because when he's out there working for the soldiers and our military to get us back to where we need to be, the strongest, the most powerful, the most feared, the Democrats camouflaged a provision in the spending bill that would have allowed the President of the United States to amnesty millions of illegal immigrants, regardless to your wages, your workplaces, your communities. And that's from an immigration judge. But they caught it. That's how the Democrats work. They were going to make it so future presidents could just, there you go, amnesty for millions of people in this country illegally. What are we doing? On this sacred day, the day of Christmas Eve, as we celebrate all that is holy tomorrow, you just have to ask yourself, what in the hell have we let happen? And what can we do to stop it right now? Because 2020, it's over. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you're with me today. 884-9910. If you would like to give a Christmas wish to our military, our men and women out there protecting this country, please do. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest.
Or you could just remember it as your talk show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Dave this morning. Merry Christmas, Dave.
Well, Merry Christmas, Monica. Hey, I know this is a short segment, and the reason why I called is, you know, I couldn't figure out why Romney was so much against Trump other than being maybe jealous, but after a while there, and then all of a sudden it comes out about Burisma.
Yep.
And him, along with Pelosi and with Kerry and with, I think it's Schiff, all has four kids. They have their kids involved in Burisma.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, the past couple months or so, you haven't heard not one word from him.
Well, because they don't want those who support the president, who are, you know, saying, yeah, we do need to talk to Hunter Biden. They don't want them throwing those other names in there. They don't
right.
want their kids to have the highlight that that Hunter Biden has had. He's pretty much taking the heat for all these other kids.
Well, I got a feeling they're investigating all four of them now. That's my gut
feeling.
Oh,
you know AG Barr is. Yeah.
Yes. And I really think that somebody come up and told Romney, shut up. Because I expect the corruption from the other three, but I didn't expect it from Romney.
I think everybody was doing that, actually. Just, you know.
Yeah, more than we know,
most
right?
Most Republicans. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not just worrying about politics on this Christmas Eve day, are you, Dave?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Oh, no. We've got family from out of town here, and we're having a great time, but I was listening to you, and I've been meaning to call and throw those four names out just so our good conservative friends in Nevada, next door to Utah, can know that Utah should be ashamed of the crook that they have in there right now in Romney.
Well, and especially for the fact that he was reelected back to office after all
right.
of his failed attempts. And,
yep.
you know, there is very little I see good coming out of Obama as president. But now I do see that as keeping Romney out there an okay moment.
Yeah, well,
you gotta take the good with the bad, Dave.
That swamp is a lot bigger than Trump knew.
Yeah, that swamp has been built for decades, and
sure.
it's not something that's recent. These are people that have family dynasties going back into the early 1900s. Yeah, no, I'm talking into the early 1900s when they decided
Kennedys were the big thing in the 60s.
Yep, and it wasn't even the Kennedy kids. It was the Kennedy's, you know, father who was a senator too. Or JFK. I don't want to say kids, but yeah, it's dynasties and a swamp that has been going on for decades that I don't think he can drain it all, but I think he's finally getting people to see that there is something going on.
And I think that's going to get him reelected.
Yeah. Yeah.
What he's been revealing in the corruption, I think there's a lot of, you know, like I said before, Democrats don't elect a president and Republicans don't elect a president. The independents is the one that elects the president.
Yeah.
And
all right, Dave, I have to let you go. Get back to your family. Enjoy your Christmas Eve, and a very Merry Christmas to you, all your family. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with you in the next hour, hour number two of the Monica J Show, live and local on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.